Luke 1.
Luke 2.
Luke 2, yeah. That'd be good. Verse 4. No, I'm sorry. Verse 3. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. Remember that to be taxed is not the way to say it. It was to be enrolled. It took 32 years from the time of Julius Caesar until the time of the end of Augustus Caesar's reign to do what this word taxing. It means they took an inventory of the entire Roman Empire, and they had the brightest people do it, and they described each family and clan and tribe, and they described the location of all of the buildings and the roads, and it was a huge, huge undertaking. It took 32 years, and it's really what caused Augustus Caesar to be the one that really perfected the Roman Empire. Prior to Julius Caesar, the Senate ran. And remember, Caesar is the same, it's like a word for king. It's Kaiser in Greek. And that's where they get the Kaiser in Germany, and the Tsar in... in Russia, because it's all the same word, meaning the emperor, the big dog. But they all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. The word city is, his own city is idios polis. And it means one's native place. And this is why it's so, this is so critical in understanding Christianity. And so we're going to spend some time on this. Let's go to Hebrews 11 first. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he journeyed in a land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And again, the city is polis. And he was looking for a city that was his native place, and it wasn't anything on earth.
What's that word you're saying? Potus?
Polis.
Polis?
His own city is idios polos. Polis. It means the place of your birth. The place of your birth isn't California. The place of my birth isn't Minnesota. The place of my birth is the New Jerusalem. And until we see this, we will be deceived by everything on earth. Let's go down to verse 13. Well, let's continue reading. By faith, in verse 10, he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and of him as good as dead, as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek another country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, heavenly, whereof God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. I can't emphasize this enough. We are not of this earth. We are strangers in a strange land. Better translated, we are aliens in a bizarre land. There is nothing in this land that we give any breath to in this time and space. Amen? Not Arizona. All right, now let's go to Hebrews 12. It's more emphasis.
Is this that peculiar people when they refer to us as a peculiar?
Yeah, because the word peculiar is the verb form, the feminine of the verb form I am. We are the I am people, not of this world. Do you see the impact of this? Can you see why, if you don't see this, you'll constantly be deceived?
Well, you'll always be trying to make this fit into your worldly activities, environment, systems. You're mad when it don't work.
But you are come unto verse 22. But you are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Now, again, remember in Psalm 48, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for every situation, the joy of the entire earth. Is this Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the great king? We are not of this city. We are not of this world. You are not born in the place that your physicality was born. You are born in the New Jerusalem. No other place. Let that dwell in. Let that sink in, and the importance of that. That's why this mystery of God has no reference to your past. Except maybe as a metaphor to describe the thing, but it has nothing to do with anything you've ever learned. It has nothing to do with anything that you've ever thought.
I think in all the years, you've never mentioned the place.
Amen.
And that's interesting because normally you think of your birth as what happened in the theater. I remember where I had experience. Never thought about the place.
Yeah, it's the only place.
The place I went to.
All right, now in verse chapter 13.
We're in Hebrews?
Hebrews chapter 13. Verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with foods which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the earthly tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate, outside the gate. Let us go therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. But no longer, you should no longer seek it because you're in it. The New Jerusalem, this city of the great God, has come down, and it's our overriding reality if we can only see. Remember, all of time, it's going the opposite way of the time and space. All of time is passing through from west to east. Goes out the east gate and into the valley of Hinnom. The only thing that remains in the city is that which came from eternity. The only part of you that came from eternity is Jesus Christ in you, the only hope of glory, the only begotten Son of God. The best we can be after the flesh is the friend of the bridegroom. Amen? All right. Let's look at some more. Let's go to Revelation. Revelation 3. The message to the church at Philadelphia. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, or say they are Christians, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Kind of important. Revelation 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, or a new land, for the first heaven and the first land were passed away, and there was no more sea. There are no more people. That's what the sea is always symbolic of. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. The holy city, our place of birth. What? Amen? Well, let's go to verse 14, or 9. Chapter 21, verse 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I'll show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Then it goes on and describes the gates. Then in verse 14 it says, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. In that city, in our place of birth, in our place of residence, we reside in no other place. Unless you want to be a stranger, an alien in this bizarre land. It's done. Your warfare is accomplished. It's over. There's nothing that can take place that has anything to do with you. If there's any suffering, it's your partaker of the sufferings of Christ to fill up that affliction which is lacking in the body. If things are going well, it's His grace. There's nothing going on with you. Nothing from you, nothing of you. Nothing else matters. What?
Well, I was thinking about how many billions of people there are alive today and have died, even more. And there's nothing in any one of them that is of any value. This is where the value is. This is what is of eternal significance. And our lives on this earth are of puff of smoke.
Amen.
It says that, but we don't get it.
Well, it says it all over. Where we continue to give importance to things that are going on earth. Oh, but it's so right. I'm so sincere. I'm such a truth seeker. Right. Anybody else? What? Carolyn. Understand? You're cogitating something. You see the importance.
Okay.
All right. Let me go back to Hebrews a minute. Hebrews. I just read it. I can't find what I just read. But we have no continuing city.
Hebrews 13?
No. It's 11, I guess.
Nine.
Just go to Genesis 23 a minute. I'm looking for a particular scripture that ties all this together, and I think it's in Genesis 23.
Genesis 23?
Yeah. I think. We're going searching for a minute. Yeah. Anyway, I was trying to find that we are strangers in a strange land. And your physicality is always, and the people of God's physicality is always a stranger. And that's the people that saw his day and were glad. Everybody from the first prophet, Abel to Enos to Seth to Noah to
11:13 in Hebrews, I think, talks about they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
Yeah, but I was talking about looking for the one in Genesis, but it says we are strangers in a strange land. But anyway, somebody else can look that up. But that has to be a predicate. I mean, I can remember when Harry was here, he was always making references in his talks to something that happened in the past. And he finally understood what I kept telling him, that we have no past. We have no future, because the future is already here. It's in eternity. It's done. It's finished. Well, what do you do? I get so tired of that question. If I did what you said, I'd go sit in a corner. My mind is ordained. My mind is now sanctified. My plans are sanctified of God. No, they're not. Oh, but God gave me this load. No, he didn't. Amen? I don't feel like talking anymore. Take it, big guy. What?
I'm thinking about this weekend. We went to an Indian powwow where they really put it all together, you know, dress up their uniforms.
They did it all for the tourists.
Well, they weren't that enamored of the tourists. They kind of don't even like the tourists. They do like their money.
They did it all for the tourists.
They're doing it trying to regain some identity and establish who they are. And so they're going back to what they were to find out who they are now. And it just ain't really, there's no substance to it, really.
It's
very colorful.
Oh, yeah. I've been to that several times. And then I went to one way out where I was a guest of a chief and went way out in the desert, a Navajo thing.
Yeah.
And they did not like me being there because stuff is secret.
Yeah, and now there's somebody because they reestablished that, which failed them completely. And it's all about the nature.
It's about identity.
And identity, and trying to be somebody.
This but common or
picturesque hearing this stuff in light of.
Yeah.
They're no different than anybody else. They just, by dressing up. And they become, you talk about strangers in a strange land, they become total strangers and can't connect with anybody. You know, except each other in this idolatry that they're putting together.
All righty. Take it, big guy.